People in a lot of countries really heard it when they went into pandemic lockdown. It was so quiet. But in Germany, it just sounded like Sunday. Because on Sundays, Germans can't mow the lawn or do laundry or any other noisy activity. It's against the law. And now lawmakers are looking at adding riding motorcycles to the list. Here's Esme Nicholson from Berlin.
Shh! It's Sunday in Germany, where the peal of church bells is about as loud as it gets. Unless you live in a picturesque rural village.
Es gibt wirklich Anwohner oder
Mitbewohner. Many villagers have stopped using their gardens on sunny weekends. Instead of enjoying their morning coffee on the terrace, they stay indoors and shut all the windows to escape the roar of the engines.
Sonja Schuchter is the mayor of Sassbachwalden in the Black Forest. She says that on sunny Sundays, up to 1,000 motorcyclists pass through her village, and about 20% of them really rev their engines as they ride. These are some she recorded last Sunday.
Why on earth motorcyclists think they can make so much racket when we refrain from using our lawnmowers is beyond me.
Michael Lenzen agrees. He says he's not the sort of neighbor to get out the hedge trimmer after Sunday lunch either.
Das tue ich aber nicht, weil ich natürlich meine Freizeit.
I wouldn't dream of mowing the lawn or cutting the hedges on a Sunday. As a motorcyclist, I've got better things to do.
Lenzen, who's been hitting the open road for 38 years, is president of Germany's Motorcycle Association. He points out that while noisy gardening is forbidden on Sundays, anti-noise regulations don't apply to passenger vehicles. All the same, he appeals to fellow bikers to be considerate.
We sympathize with people who live near popular biker routes, and so we're asking our members to slow down as they ride through villages.
For lawmakers, this isn't enough. Germany's upper house, the Bundesrat, has proposed banning bikers from popular routes on Sundays and holidays, prompting thousands of motorcyclists to ride their bikes in protest through cities across Germany. But even the mayor of Sassbachwalden, Sonja Schuchter, says she doesn't want an outright ban, just some respect from the bikers for state-sanctioned peaceful Sundays. You see, noise in Germany keeps a strict schedule. On Sundays and after 10 p.m. at night, you're required by law to keep quiet. That means no spin cycles, no vacuuming, no power tools, and no mowing the lawn. Sieglinde Geisel, who's written about the culture of noise, says silence became a trend in the early 20th century when the aspirational German bourgeoisie started to revere tranquility in reaction to an ever noisier world of machinery.
It was very, very chic and very sophisticated to be sensitive to noise and to be silent and to have the library.
Geisel says that today, anti-noise legislation can be quite severe, particularly in parts of southern Germany.
I mean, there are extreme cases like you cannot go with your kids on the playground during lunchtime, during like from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Because there's also something called Mittagsruhe. You have kind of nap time you should have there, which is a nice thing.
Back in Sassbachwalden, villagers objecting to the motorcycle noise are unlikely to get respite soon. Germany's transport minister, Andreas Scheuer, says he has no intention of instituting a Sunday biker ban. So for now, residents upset by the noise will have to make do with two classic German engineering solutions: the earplug, invented in Berlin a century ago, and perfectly sealed windows, something Chancellor Angela Merkel is particularly fond of. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.